CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and it's time again for At the Movies with Mel. So we welcome Melanie Cutting.
Megan, just checking to see what the movie that I actually did go to see was no longer there. And in fact, it is there, but it's not. Okay, well, frustration here. I could just give you a quick rundown. My husband and a couple of our friends went to the Maison de Cinema, which seems to be an incredibly safe thing to do. They're very careful about masks, washing your hands, and inside the theater. So it was all fine. In fact, the snack bar is now open, and for a while there, I think they were having movies with no food available. But now it's popcorn and candy, and all that stuff is back in play. Well, I was going to talk about the movie that I thought maybe you could go and see, called News of the World, which is the one that we saw. But it is now only available in French. I should say, though, that when it comes to services, probably Netflix, very much worth seeing, particularly if you like Westerns. Oh, but absorbing ride down a comfortingly familiar Western trail, guided by Tom Hanks in peak paternal mode. Which is a very good description. It's called News of the World because the Tom Hanks character, who is recently ended, and he now gets by traveling to the West and reading out loud to large groups of people. And I gather that that really happened. People who literate folks who could read would do this. They would assemble a crowd, charge them something like a dime a head, and read and allow them to kind of react. And it was kind of like it was entertainment. So that was all fine until a certain point when he was en route to another location where he was going to be reading the News of the World. The News of the World, by the way, is, you know, many days old, but more than the local folk have had a chance to listen to, even so. But on his way to another town, he ends up kind of taking a little girl, like 10 or so, 10 years under his wing, because her family is, her original family is gone, her Kiowa family, by whom she'd been adopted, that's gone too. So she's really on her own, and he's trying quite hard to get her to her family, other family, like aunts and uncles. And along the way, they run into the worst the worst people and the worst situations. But it is, as they said, kind of a bit slow, but it's very authentic, I suspect. And when ultimately he does get her to her aunt and uncle, and then I won't tell you whether she stays there or not, but it's definitely, if you like Tom Hanks, if you're okay with movies that are a bit slow, then you can certainly enjoy this one. Unfortunately, again, it's not in English at the Maison de Cinema anymore. However, what is there in English is there's a movie called Minari, and that's actually in Korean, but the subtitles are in English. This movie, too, it's a Korean film, and this movie is getting superb reviews. They're loving it. It seems to be in the same Parasite, which is another Korean movie that was extremely popular, I think, last year. Anyway, it's about a family who, I believe, come to North America, and it's one that I would certainly go and see. News of the World. Now I can take in Minari. The other movie that's playing at the Maison de Cinema in English is the Disney movie that I mentioned last, Raya and the Last Dragon. And it's, again, getting extremely good reviews. You know, not every Disney movie does, you know, boffo box office, but lots of them do. And this one is getting wonderful reviews. From the previews that I've seen, it looks very colorful, to say the least. Now, if you don't want to go to the movies, and in this case I would say you should, because this is one of those movies that you should see on a big screen. It just makes a big difference, unless you have a 70-incher at home that you can watch. But if you go to the movies and you pay $6 or $7, a really good, high-quality, well-produced film. So that's something that I would recommend. And this one does, as I mentioned, seem to be very cool and worth a trip downtown. Raya, I will not spend a whole lot of time, but just mention again that the Academy Awards, the nominees have been announced. They were announced last week. The award program itself is on April 20th, about a month. In fact, it's exactly a month from today. And it's worth, if you're a movie fan, if you really like to follow the fate of all the many, many movies that are released every year, then you want to check into. And if you go onto the Rotten Tomatoes and Oscars, fill in or share with your friends, or and you can choose director, best actor, best actor, and so on and so forth. And interestingly, some of the movies are available online as we speak. The one that I have seen and would highly recommend is The Trial of the Chicago 7 on either Crave or could be one of three, Crave, Amazon Prime, or Netflix. But definitely worth seeing. Really fascinating picture of that time in American politics when there was huge unrest in the U.S. Definitely worth a see. So Trial of the Chicago 7, I'd recommend. And that's up for an Academy Award as Best Picture. One which is called The Father, which features and it's up for best film, but it's also up for an award for Anthony Hopkins as the best actor. Another movie which I haven't seen, and I believe it's online, is called Judas and the Black Messiah. Mank is available online, again up for best picture. Minari, which I've mentioned, is available at our local movie theater. Nomad Land, which is another movie, it's a little unclear. It to our local theater, and I saw a preview for it in English when I was there the other day. But it's hard to say from the website whether, in fact, it'll be there. It'll be showing in English or in French. A couple of movies that are up for Best Picture: Promising Young Woman, which has been getting stellar reviews, and The Sound of Metal. And I must admit, I don't know anything about The Sound of Metal. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It looks like there's 8 nominees for Best Picture. 5 Best Actress, 5 Actor, and so on. The others are all, as they have been in the past, all 5 candidates. So again, if you like to find out, you know, who's being considered as stellar in the movie world this year, then check out the Oscar ballot on Rotten Tomatoes, and you can also see all about the various movies site. But at least on the one of the things you can do is print up an Oscar ballot, see who's you get the full picture of what's been nominated. Anyway, so I guess I have nothing more to say about it, except that I would urge people to not stay away from the movie theater, certainly not the Maison de Cinema. They observe all the precautions that you need to observe, and well, if news of the world was any indication, there were only my husband, myself, the couple we went with, and one other couple in the movie theater. So finding a seat away from everybody else was certainly no problem. But even if the theater is got more people in it, you can still, I suspect what they've done is they're not selling tickets beyond a certain point, so that people will not find themselves crowded up against each other. But that is so unlikely. I certainly wouldn't worry about that. So don't dismiss the idea of starting to go to the movies again. It's definitely worth your while. Once again, very very reasonable cost, 7 let's see, $7 or $8 a pop. So that's pretty affordable. Anyway, that's it for me for movies for this week. I don't think there's anything in particular, unless the website is incorrect. It doesn't look as if there is anything coming in English next week that isn't already there. So, if you haven't seen one of the movies I've mentioned and you would like to, then check out the Maison de Cinema and see if it's playing there. Okay, so that's it for me.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Melanie. Take care.
Okay, thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.